Listening Library presents Read at Your Own Risk by Remy Lai. Read for you by Vikas Adam and Samantha Tan. Day 1, Monday Night. Once upon a time, I skipped assembly, snuck into the attic, awakened and evil. And now, I'm hunted. Haunted. It was Mabel's fault. This morning, she said, "There's nothing spooky about sitting in this hall and listening to some boring author talk about his spooky books, which I bet aren't even that spooky." It was Brian's fault. This morning, he said, "You know what would actually be spooky? Sneaking up to the attic. It's haunted." It was Lisa's fault. This morning, she said, "Let's go to the attic and play a game. My cousin taught me. It's called Spirit of the Coin. We place our fingers on a regular coin and call forth a spirit. No matter what happens, before we send the spirit back to wherever it came from, do not take your finger off the coin." It was Brian's fault. He took his finger off the coin. I don't want to die. I'm only in seventh grade. There are so many things I haven't done. If the words in this journal are my last, at least they will shed some light on what happened to me. Even though sometimes ignorance is bliss. What happened to Hannah? The first clue that something is haunting me came earlier this afternoon. The bell had rung, and all my friends had gone home, and I was running out of school when I felt on my back two hands push. Then around my wrist, a hand pulled. Knees against asphalt. Gravel versus skin. I looked up. No one was around. Then, tonight, an hour ago, I had a dream that something twisted my ankle. Ah! Just a dream. But when I pulled back the covers, I saw that my ankle was bloated like the belly of a dead fish. Blue, black, purple. Mom! Dad!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?